97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This is radical rigging of a midterm election. Radical rigging of an election. Destroying, vandalizing this democracy, the rule of law. So I'm sorry. I know some people's sensibilities. I respect and appreciate that. But right now, with all due respect, we're walking down a damn different path. We're fighting fire with fire. I'm going to punch these in the mouth.
Capital Beat.
We've got Congressman Eric Burleson on the phone this morning. Obviously, that was the crazy governor of California, Gavin Newsom there. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm doing all right. You know, I listened to Newsom. He's just such a hypocrite. These blue states have gerrymandered the hell out of to wring every congressional seat they can get out of these states. And now they're mad that Texas is sort of redrawing their districts a little bit. And maybe Missouri will. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, these guys, you're right, Mark. They are absolute hypocrites. I mean, think about this. Gavin Newsom is in California is the reason why that crazy illegal immigrant had a CDL and was able to kill, you know, motorists in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. So this guy has the temerity to say that things are crazy because we're going to gerrymander things the way that the Democrats have been doing it for decades and decades. I mean, you look at Illinois and California and New York. I mean, New York was their own Supreme Court, which is not exactly a conservative Supreme Court, threw out their suggested map because they said it was comically partisan, comically written.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Look, I get it, and it is frustrating that we may have to go to the work and do all that to kind of redraw some of the state's maps, including Missouri. But it's really just kind of, for once, Republicans starting to actually fight the same fight that Democrats do. Typically, we bring a Nerf gun to a gunfight.
It's sad, but it's a great point. Eric Burleson with us this morning. And, you know, Nick Schroer had a great post on, I think it was X yesterday, or it might have been Facebook, but talking about the Freedom Coalition here in Missouri and the fact that, you know, a couple years ago when you were still in the Missouri Senate, you were in favor of them redoing the map then, but we just didn't have the guts or the support to do it.
Oh, that is so right, Mark. It is kind of a beautiful poetic justice because back then, Jay Ashcroft, who was our AG, was advocating for a 7-1 map.
Or Secretary of State, you mean, right?
Yeah. Jay Ashcroft at that time. He was saying, hey, guys, you should be doing a 7-1 map. It's constitutional, and this is and there's seven safe Republican seats, very safe Republican seats that can be drawn. But because our Senate leadership and House leadership was, you know, not, I would say mostly the Senate leadership, House leadership was pretty solid. But the Senate leadership wouldn't do it. They just absolutely insisted that, you know, we just don't want to really upset the Democrats. Let's, you know, they're trying to play nice. And so therefore, they left at least one seat on the table that we could have had. And that's why, I mean, it's really embarrassing that the president of the United States is basically saying, hey, guys, go back and do it because you didn't do it right the first time.
Yeah, it's true. Congressman Eric Burleson, our guest. What's your take on, I mean, I know Mike Parson obviously didn't support the idea. I don't know if Kehoe supported it ever, but I just don't know if he was, as lieutenant governor, what was his stance on it then? Do you remember?
I don't think Kehoe kind of, I don't think that he had one you know, view or another on it. I don't remember him coming out publicly either way. But what I do remember is Bill Eigel, who is now running, I believe, for county executive in St. Charles County.
Mm-hmm.
He was the driving force trying to do a 7-1 map. And part of the reason, I mean, this is no joke, Mark. Part of the reason why we didn't have a 7-1 map is because Bill Eigel was asking for it. And the Senate leadership at that time, which were a bunch, were very moderate, very squishy. They hated folks like Bill Eigel, folks like me, and Bob Onder and Jay Ashcroft, who were who were asking for this. So just out of spite for us, they decided to do the Democrats solid and give them their other seat.
Yep. That's a good point. Thank you for pointing that out. What is your reaction to us losing our great attorney general to the Trump administration?
You know, congratulations to Andrew Bailey. That's good for him. It couldn't have happened to a better guy. He's done a solid job, and he's an American patriot. He'll do a great job in that role, and I'm looking forward to seeing his success.
Yeah,
it's just really cool to see how Missouri, has a crop of talent that continues to be elevated on a national stage.
Oh, very much so. Do you know Catherine Hanaway?
I do. Catherine is fantastic. I campaigned for Catherine. I came out for her back when she was running against Eric Greitens. And while at the beginning I lost that gamble,
yeah.
But it turns out I was right for that catcher.
Yeah, I always said I thought she would have been governor had that not been a four-way primary. They just split the conservative vote, very much so in that particular primary for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congressman Eric Burleson is our guest right now. So we're coming up. Let's see. It's the 22nd day of August. You guys have what, about another week and a half? You're back, what, early September in the House?
Yes, we're back first week of September. So the week after this next week. And then we'll hit the ground running.
Yeah. And where do you see that budget debate going? Are they going to work through some of these appropriations bills?
We'll see. It's either going to be a clean CR or it'll be a very conservative bill. And I hope that it's a very conservative bill.
Well, so, I mean, do you have the votes to get that done right now in the House?
I think if they deliver on something that's reducing spending, implementing as many of the DOGE cuts as possible.
Right.
I think that they can get there. I think leadership can get the votes. But generally speaking, in this, they tend to want to work with the Democrats more. It's easier to work with the Democrats than it is to do the right thing and work with the conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
So if I had to put money on it, I would bet that they side with the Democrats and you end up with a traditional swampy continuing resolution.
Yeah.
But there is a good chance, and I'll make it very clear to them I consider voting for it if it becomes a big win on conservative policies and fiscal responsibility.
Right. Right. Any thoughts on the crime crackdown in D.C.? I know you haven't been there because you're on recess, probably back in your district. But it seems to be making an impact, and the liberals seem to hate fighting crime.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, that is absolutely. This is an 85% issue, but they're just set in their ways. And part of this is just this Trump derangement syndrome. Trump could say that. We're going to cure cancer, and the Democrats will find a way to argue with it. So I just, it is ridiculous. And they're losing voters left and right by continuing this insane position. It's absolutely insane. And I think, I kind of hope for the Democrat Party to kind of have a reawakening and figure out, they need to be reasonable.
Okay, yeah.
And because, look, I mean, I really wish we had a Democratic Party that was party of JFK. That would be, if we were debating between JFK's views and our views, that would be good for America.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. Congressman Eric Burleson, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. We sure will.